Purina recently released its new Beef on Dairy Industry Report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting here with Lawrence Williams, who is a beef on dairy specialist with Purina. And today we're visiting about beef on dairy, which isn't something that's particularly a new topic, but I guess it's a practice that's really gaining an evolving role within the beef industry, right?
You bet. Yeah, this group of cattle, they're really good cattle. They're an important part of the beef industry. Today we sit with record lows in terms of headcount on the native beef side. And these cattle, these beef on dairy crosses now represent about 15% of the fed slaughter. So they're becoming a more significant player, especially in these soft markets.
You know, Purina, they recently published its new beef on dairy industry report. Maybe give us a quick overview of that and what we can find there.
Yeah, you bet. This is our second report. It's something we're really proud of, because part of the work we do, nutrition, is really connecting different parts of the whole supply chain. You know, we have folks in the end, like at Ty Lawrence with West Texas A&M, that talks about this group of cattle at harvest. We started the dairy, and we speak specifically to young animal nutrition with Tom Earlywine and Dr. Mike Steele from the University of Guelph. And then we talk, Dr. Ruth Wodey has a great section talking about the welfare opportunities with these cattle and how to raise them with intent, really begin with the end in mind, have some economic data and things that Patrick Linnell has put together from Cattle Facts. And all that to be said, just a great group of contributors, and just really, really excited to not only bring them together, but then put this out and have it available to the industry.
Mm-hmm. And I skimmed over the report just a little bit, but I guess when you read over the report, I guess what was maybe the biggest concern that you had, or maybe one of the challenges to the industry that you saw?
Yeah, you know, these cattle, you know, being raised in dairy systems, there's an opportunity to feed them a higher and better plane of nutrition to help them express their genetics. And, you know, the genetics has come quite a long way. There's a lot of investment in the genetics. So there's an opportunity. And Dr. Earlywine, Dr. Steele talked about this, but just the investment on just developing that calf properly and really thinking about that calf when he makes it all the way to harvest, and we look at his quality grade and we look at his yield grade and we look at the health aspect to that animal, especially with their gut and their liver. Let's do everything on the front end with milk replacer, with dried feed, feeding our Prime Start program as an example, to really give them every opportunity to develop. And that's a great part of the report, and something that I think as an industry we just need to keep drilling in on and making it better.
Mm-hmm. And especially when you're talking about improving that animal, you know, not only has beef on dairy crosses been beneficial to the industry, you know, bringing in a little higher quality animal, but also it's been beneficial to the producer too, because it brings a little bit more value to their operation and their livestock.
You bet. There's quite a bit of revenue for the dairyman. You know, I think a day old calf at the dairy right now is maybe between $1,100 and $1,400. They're just quite important to the revenue stream for the dairy. I would send folks to purinamills.com/dairy-beef.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.